Maraming taong dumating sa ilalim ng independent skill at iba pang klasifikasyon ng visa na humaharap sa malaking kahirapan sa paghanap ng trabaho sa kanilang kasanayan o tuluyang hindi makakuha ng trabaho. Isa ito sa natagpuan ng ulat ng Scanlon Foundation na tinawag na Australians Today na tumingin ng malapitan sa pagsasama ng mga lipunan sa bansa. Isang sumagot sa survey ng 10,000 tao ang nagsabi na hindi niya masimulan ang kanyang profesyon at ngayon ay nagtatrabaho sa isang ahensya na nagpapasok ng mga migrante.
When you go to Vodafone to have a plan, they ask you an address. You don't have an address. When you go to rent a property, they ask you for rent history, but you don't have any. They ask you for pay slip. You don't have any job. You apply for jobs, but they won't give you any job because you don't have local experience. You don't have the local degree.
Sinabi ng namuno ng ulat ang profesor ng Monash University, Andrew Marcus, na itinataas ng ulat ang mga problema sa ilang kategorya ng visa kapag dumating ang migrante sa bansa sa unang pagkakataon at kung minsan ay lampas pa.
The ones in our survey who are most successful with regard to employment are the 457 visa holders who have jobs arranged for them prior to arrival. That's the terms of their admission. Those who come from New Zealand on special category visas also look to be doing well in the labour market. Humanitarian entrants, asylum seekers, not going to surprise people, the findings that they are doing much less well.
Idinagdag ni Professor Marcos na ang mga sanay na migrante ay nahihirapan din.
People who come as skilled migrants, who've passed the points test, gained admission into Australia, but having come independently without any jobs lined up, many of them report that it is very difficult to break into the job market. The requirement that they submit applications online doesn't necessarily work well for them. There's a sense maybe that jobs are being filtered in such a way that, you know, if you're identifiably of immigrant background, you've got less chance of actually being called up for an interview.
Ipinaliwanag ng isang kasama sa focus group ang karanasan ng kanyang kaibigang Muslim.
One of my friends, his name is Muhammad, like he's obviously Lebanese. Because his name was Muhammad, he didn't get a job on his resume, but when he changed his name to Michael, he was called for an interview. As you can see, he's stereotyped straight away.
Sinabi naman ni Dr. Tim Gutpo Masane, ang komisyoner ng race discrimination sa Australia, na ang diskriminasyon sa trabaho ay kalimitang mapapansin sa kung paano tinatrato ng mga tao ang magkakaibang pangalan.
We know from research that if you have an Anglo-Celtic or Anglo-Saxon name, then you're more likely to be invited to interview when you apply for a job when compared to having an Asian or a Middle Eastern name. And this reflects how unconscious bias takes place or is expressed in employment settings. People may not always be conscious of their biases, but it can result in discrimination against people who don't have Anglo-Celtic or Anglo-Saxon names.
Itinuro ng isang lalaking taga-South Sudan na nagtatrabaho bilang ahente ng bahay ang ibang paraang ginagawa ng focus group.
The sick, dark-skinned guy working in such a job, such a profession, it's a surprise. It's different. If I was in America, it's a norm. But here, it's different. It's like, oh, you people do this type of jobs? I don't take it as racial or anything, but it is still a taboo.
Maraming nakarating sa Australia sa ilalim ng humanitarian visa ang nagsabi na nakaranas sila ng problema tungkol sa pagsasama ng ekonomiya. 36% lamang ang nagsabi na nakapagtrabaho sila, samantalang 20% naman ang naghahanapan ng trabaho at ang natitirang 44% ay tuluyang walang trabaho. Sa kabila nito, karamihan ay nagsabi ng positibong pananaw sa buhay sa Australia at mataas na level ng pagkilala sa bansa. Tinanong kung nasisiyahan sila sa kanilang buhay, mahigit sa 80% ang nagsabing oo, samantalang ang 5% lamang ang hindi nasisiyahan. Sinabi ni Dr. South Pumasane na nagbigay ng mahalagang impormasyon ang survey at maliwanag na ipinakita nito na ang trabaho sa multikulturalismo sa Australia ay hindi pa kompleto.
We've had plenty of anecdotal experience about discrimination, particularly in the workplace and in our neighbourhoods, but having data of this kind ensures that there's solid statistical information and evidence that will be immensely valuable to policymakers and to anyone with an interest in immigration and integration.
Sinabi naman ni Andrew Marcos na sa kabila ng maraming isyong itinaas sa survey, ang Australia ay nananatiling magandang bansa para sa mga migrante. Idinagdag niya na ang palagay na ito ay sinusuportahan ng mga bansa sa buong mundo.
If we're going to just pick out one positive, it would be that it's a wide measure of agreement that Australia is a good country for immigrants, good country for the native born. You know, if it wasn't such a good country, there wouldn't be so many people trying to migrate to Australia.